So this little episode that came to my mind about the waning of the influence.
Okay.
You know, you were saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Muhammad was there. In that last advent, Muhammad.
Yeah.
Muhammad means not the mad, not the masked Muhammad, our Lord himself. He was there. And many were touched by him, by his grace and all that sort of thing. But there was one person. He was old. He had become old now, that when he came in contact with Muhammad. First contact means the link was there, so at the proper time he got himself linked to him. And of course his heart, of course, opened up to him and all that. Now let us digress. When this man was young, what had happened was that he had great fervor for the truth, wanting to long, he longed for the truth and this and that and all that. And he would sit in meditation and he would concentrate and all that. And so one day, it's a true story, mind you, right? One day he tried to go to some secluded places and all that. So one day he went to a certain, you know, those were the years, even in the desert regions, there were the oases and there were orchards like things and some greeneries were there. So he was there one day sitting in somebody's farm. It's an open thing, there's no closet, no walls are there. So while he was sitting and he was meditating on Allah, all of a sudden his eyes opened because he heard somebody pass by. And to his utter surprise, he sees a very beautiful damsel there. She had also come to just have a stroll in that field, you know, that farm. It's a nice farm with nice trees in it. And his young heart, you know, jumped, you see, with carnal passion and all that. But how could he do that? What he did was, he could not even stand that, so he couldn't even retrace his step. There was a wall behind, he jumped over the wall and ran away. Because he felt himself to be too weak for such a thing.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, he just ran away, you see, from there. Okay, that's the little digression that I got into. Now he's an old man, he has come in contact of Muhammad and all that. So what had happened is that, well, actually, whatever Muhammad had told him to pray the 5 times, pray this, that, and all that, all the disciplines have to be followed and all that. It's very, very, very essential to follow the discipline, there's no doubt. It's not just a simple thing that, well, you get in touch with the, or get linked to the avatar and it's the end of it all. No, it's the greatest responsibility on you then. It is much more than any, because much is expected of you, because you have received that. So now, he is there and all that. And while he is there, he is an old man. Muhammad has passed away, of course. Many years have passed away now. And he is a very old man and he is there. And all of a sudden, in the midst of his this, reminiscing of Muhammad and all that, all of a sudden, before his mind's eye, this woman in her youth appears. The same one.
Yeah.
And what his mind tells, oh, what is this? He's laughing at himself that in this age you appear, how charming and how beautiful she is. And you had appeared when I was, how foolish I was. Now see how the mind is playing. When I was young, and when I needed you at that time, what a fool I was to jump over the wall and then just leave you like that. And now you come and now I'm so almost absolutely a sort of an important being, you see now. What's the sense of your coming in now? Oh, it went through, racing through his mind like lightning. Would you follow what I'm saying? What's happening to him in his meditation now.
Yeah.
He sees her
and
this is what he tells to himself, that of what avail is this?
Yeah.
When I was so young, what a foolish person I was to have jumped over the wall to escape you.
Uh-huh.
And now you are here and I can't do anything.
Yeah. So the desire was there.
The desire was there. See how it is. The desire sprung forth at that time while Muhammad was there. He had that great fervor and all that, he jumped over the wall, you see. Now, so, naturally, He again comes back to his senses and says, what am I thinking? What am I doing? I was thinking about my Lord, and what's this mind telling me like that? Am I mad? And he gets so wild with himself, you see. Why such thoughts should come to me? And the thoughts are haunting him. Why? Why should such a thing be happening to me? Why this mind is thinking in this light? While I am with my Lord thinking about him? And he goes to sleep. And there, Mahamrud appears to him in his dream. Whatever you call it, dream, vision, whatever it is, the same thing. It all is nothing but a dream. So there he pleads to the Lord and says, why did you allow me, my mind, to think in this life? So Mahamrud tells him, replies him, it's no fault of yours. The desire is there still because you have not realized. But why should it play with you like that is because of the dwindling influence of my being with you all, as if I were physically present. That's the pointer. While he was physically present, the force was so great that he had to jump over the wall and he didn't care for it. Now, while he's not there, the mind starts going on, hopping on that. So that difference is there. So this is the time, spring tide, yeah, catch hold of me, remember, yeah, this is the thing. Make the best of it now.